and welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. In this one, I'm going to be going through exactly how we go about finding our ideal client. Now, this is a question that I put on my Instagram stories. And if you're not following me already, christaylor.ig on Instagram, go head over to my profile. There's loads of free advice on there for you, even more than what's on this YouTube channel currently. So go give me a follow over there if you want more practical advice and a bit of an insight into, I guess, what I do day to day running Grammication, the content and branding agency that I run, and also the Authority Academy, the coaching and the marketing and brand building company that I also run for some amazing members. And one of the questions that came up in there on tonight's live Q&A, which I've just finished, has all been around finding and identifying your ideal client and actually putting yourself in a position to get them to come to you. Now, for me, there's five simple steps that I use to be able to get like a big volume of my ideal clients, understanding who I am, what I do, and then reaching out to want to work with me. And there are different steps that you need to take depending on your current position. And rather than just beating around the bush on this, I'm going to go straight into it. So step number one, before you can go out and start hunting your ideal clients down, you need to work out who they are. Something that I'm sure that you've most likely thought about straight away. But if you're a startup business owner or you're someone that's, I guess, lacking for a bit of identity right now, then actually think about what problems and pains your business, your product, your service, or even you as an individual want to solve. And then work out who are you actually wanting to solve that for. Now, I have a specific framework that I use for my ideal client. It's in the word ideal. We break it down. So we have I for the industries that our ideal client are in. We have D for the demographic. We have E for their experience. We have A for their attributes, and we have L for their location. So we break that down in detail and actually really try to work out who are we best out there to serve. Because again, I've had a number of different conversations this week of people that seem to be wanting to target the earth. They're wanting to target males in certain industries, females in certain industries. Well, yeah, you're targeting 50% of the planet if you target one of those. So let's give ourselves a more better opportunity of building relationships with people that this message is going to hit home for. So rather than just trying to target the earth, rather than targeting such a huge variety of people, start to detail out what your ideal client actually looks like. Give them a name, work out whereabouts are they are, how does your product and service actually help them? What are they currently experiencing, which needs them to reach out to you to be able to have that opportunity and discussion with them? If you can start to detail that out, you can then start to put yourself in the position of them and think about step number two of where those people then actually spend their time. So I'm recording this right now in the UK as we're just coming out of a lockdown period, right? So networking events and expos and all the different things that I used to go to generate business are starting to open up again. But rewind 6 months ago, they weren't. So we had to do everything online. And what I'm going to focus on in this section is how to find them online. If you want to work out how to find them offline, then I'll do another video on that maybe next week, maybe the week after. But please make sure that if you have any questions, then you pop them in the comment section below or send me a direct message on Instagram. I'm more than happy to help in any way that I can. But with the online methodology, with the online methods, I'm speaking really quickly because I've got so much to do and I want to get through it all so I don't miss anything out for you. But with the online methods and the way that we want to do things, you need to put yourself in their position and go, you know what? Where is my ideal client actually spending their time? Like what Facebook groups, and these are questions that you should write down and then answer in your own time. Like what Facebook groups are they hanging out in? What Instagram accounts are they following? What podcasts are they listening to? What email lists are they subscribed to? What LinkedIn accounts are they following right now? Are they connected to? What YouTube channels are they subscribed to? All these different ways. Who are they listening to on Clubhouse? You need to detail this out and actually try to create yourself a list of 10 different places for each of those sections that I've given you there. So you need to find 10 Facebook communities, 10 Instagram accounts, 10 email lists, 10 podcasts, 10 YouTube channels, and start actually identifying step number three, who actually owns these audiences. So who actually runs the process? Who runs the groups? Who runs the podcasts? Who runs the YouTube channels? these people are people that have attention. They have your ideal client sitting in their audience. So we can actually start to proactively target those audiences if we want to. But for me, if you go at it as a one-to-one approach, so you look at your ideal client, you find the account that's got all of your ideal clients sitting under, and then you go on like a direct messaging mass campaign through the people that are following those people, or maybe the people that are commenting on their content, then the issue that you're going to find yourself is the fact that you're not positioned yourself in the right way, because there's a better tactic, which I'm going to talk to you about in a second. And also it's slow. So doing it on a one-to-one basis, you're going to struggle to be able to reach the full potential if you were to follow this next tactic. So rather than going at it from a one-to-one basis, what I want you to do is come at it from a one-to-many basis and start to think, you know what, how can I help the heads of these communities, these podcast hosts, these YouTube channel owners? And this works in any industry, by the way. I'm yet to find one where we've not been able to find places of interest where ideal clients are actually hanging out, which we can't actually look to infiltrate and get out there. But once we can identify, how can we give them value? How can we help them? How can we help push their product and service further? How can we help complement the community? How can we actually gain some attention and build a relationship with them? Now, the way in which I do this, I'm going to detail out this in a separate video. This is going to be a really detailed strategy that I'm going to break down for you. But to give you the broad outline of it, what I will do is look to follow, connect with, friend request, anywhere that I can, the leaders of these groups. I will look to introduce myself to them, but more importantly, find out a little bit more about them. I say this all the time, right? I'm not on social media to make money. I'm on social media to make friends with amazing people. Those amazing people then can help my business grow. So it's a real contributing factor to all of this. But if I can focus in on commenting on these people's work, gaining their attention, sending them a message potentially, trying to get them onto a phone call, try to give them some value in any way that I can then make an opportunity available for us to both benefit. So I've got a community myself, they've got a community, we can do that mutual collaboration where they come and speak in mine, I go and speak in theirs. I may be able to give them something for the opportunity to just speak in front of their audience, as an example. I could potentially give them something to be interviewed on their podcast. I could do something to be interviewed on their YouTube channel. There's so many different ways in which we can work together and collaborate. Everybody sees all these different people as like competition. For me, we're all collaborators. We can work together. We just need to make sure that we know who we're targeting, that it's worth our while, and actually what is in it for them. Because if you're not coming at it with any mutual benefit, then why would they do it? That's when you're going to get the door slammed in your face. So keep things simple. Work out who it is that you need to target, who it is that you need to build a relationship with, who it is that's got your ideal client sitting there waiting to be spoken to. Then work out what it is that they want and how you can look to get into their audiences, how you can work your way into them to be able to build that relationship more effectively. And then really focus in on, I've jumped through 3, 4, and 5, but I'll recap for you at the end those 5 clear steps, because I've merged the last 3 into 1 for you. But find the value that you can give, find the value exchange where you can meet in the middle to be able to do some business. At the moment that I started doing this, everything started to click into gear. Everything really started to work, because rather than going out there and fighting for business, I was finding ways to be able to work with other people to collaborate for business. If you work back and actually look at the way that your business is currently growing, or if you're just starting right now, the way that your business will develop, I guarantee that your best and most loyal customers will come from word of mouth referrals. So find a way to be able to collaborate, work really, really hard to build those relationships, and watch how you start to grow. So to recap, step number 1, identify who your ideal clients are. Step number 2, find out whether they're hanging out. Step number 3, define the online groups and the people that are within those groups to be able to work out your list of 10 of each of those sections. Then target the community owners to actually build relationships with them. And step number 5, provide the value for the opportunity to get in front and earn your way into those audiences. That has been a lot, very, very quickly, I know, but I wanted to make sure I got enough information in there for you to be able to go out there and start doing this. If you are watching this right now and you're not currently subscribed to the channel, then please, please, please make sure that you do. If you could like the video and also drop a comment, let me know if there's anything else that you want me to cover. I've got so much more content coming up for you. I will see you all in the next video. Peace.